Hello, my beautiful people, and welcome back. My name is Hannah Hutchinson. I am your host and your conflict coach, and this is the Unconflicted Podcast. Well, you guys, we are back for week three of the Unconflicted Podcast, and I got nothing. I'm just kidding. I don't have nothing, but I really strive to be impressive. And when I'm not seeing the results I want, my nervous system starts to panic a little bit. And I know that about myself. And I've tried to find different ways to manage it, cope with it, change it, conquer it. And I think at this point, instead of focusing on changing that piece of me, I'm just going to focus on embracing the opposite. So instead of trying to change the fact that I'm constantly putting way too much pressure on myself and then get paralyzed and end up taking no action at all, I'm going to start trying to embrace the fact that I live my life very intentionally. I'm confident in the decisions that I make. I'm confident in what I'm putting into the world. And I'm putting enough effort into these things that, kind of like I said a couple episodes ago, it's going to be really, really hard to be out of alignment. And whether or not the things that are going on in my life or in my business or in the world are confusing, I still have a purpose. I still have a vision. I still have a goal and I still have a mission. And so I'm going to focus on embracing that and pushing towards that and leaning into that. And I think it's important that I share these kinds of moments with you guys, because when I come on here and do a podcast episode, obviously I pull from my education. I have a bachelor's degree in interpersonal communication. I have a master's degree in conflict resolution that come in handy when it comes to these types of things. But a lot of times the things that I choose to talk about are things that I've learned or questioned or pieced together super, super recently. And while obviously I prefer to be an expert in the things that I'm helping with, and I am, it's important to me that you guys know that a lot of the things that I preach are things that I'm learning in real time. Because when things impact my life in a positive or negative way, and I'm able to find a way through those things and learn from them and feel like there's meaning and value there, then I want to share that. In fact, I feel obligated to share that. I've dedicated my life to sharing that. If me sharing the things that I go through only helps one person, I'm good with that. I want to use this platform that I have for good, because you guys see the final version of the things I put out. You guys see the end product of all of the work that I do, but I'm really, really, really good at convincing myself that the things I'm doing aren't good enough. And I know that I'm not alone in that. And I know that so many of you guys do the same thing. So just know I see you, I love you, we can bond over it, but also let's try to fix it together. My therapist actually asked me the other day, what do I think holds me back the most? And without hesitation, the answer was that I put too much pressure on myself. And her answer to that was that she would agree. Even as I record these podcasts, I can see in my screen right in front of me, like, the time. And so as I'm speaking, I always check the time, and then it derails my thought process because I'm thinking about all the things I want to say and whether or not it's going to fit in the time. How much time is this actually going to be once the silences and the ums are cut out? All of these things are just rattling around in my head constantly. And sometimes I don't know how to quiet that. And it starts feeling like I don't have enough information to make a decision. But what's really happening is my brain's having a hard time prioritizing what information to use to make a decision. Even as we were going through this week and I was trying to figure out when I was going to record this episode, and I'm also technically a week behind, not on releasing episodes, but on recording episodes, because I want to be a week ahead on recording and I'm not. I found myself just putting it off and putting it off, not because I didn't want to do it, but because I just continued to find reasons why it would work better doing it the next day, doing it that evening, doing it the following morning, doing it the day after that. And one of the things I remember my mom telling me one time is that I'm really, really good at convincing myself of things. So if I want something, I can convince myself I need it. If I don't want to do something, I can convince myself that I have a really good reason not to do that. And to be fair, that is something I'm really good at. It's not something I'm good at on purpose, but I do tend to do that. And so once I knew that about myself, I started recognizing it and trying to avoid letting it happen, or at least letting it happen in ways that were, like, irrational or detrimental to me, or, you know, I tried to stop letting it impact me in a negative way, if that makes sense. And so as this week went on and I found myself just finding reasons that it would be better to do it the next day, better to do it the next day, I realized that these weren't reasons I shouldn't record the podcast. The reasons I was coming up with in my head weren't reasons I shouldn't do the thing. It was the validation that my brain was finding for what I was looking for. And what I mean by that is there's this concept called confirmation bias. And I've talked about it before. You may have heard about it before. I think it's used sometimes in pop culture to reference different things. But confirmation bias is the phenomenon that if you believe something to be true wholeheartedly, then your brain will find evidence that that is true. And this can be applied, obviously, to so many different contexts. But in the context of fear and anxiety and procrastination and perfectionism and imposter syndrome, and all of these things that play into the pressure we put on ourselves to be perfect or to meet a certain standard or to exceed a certain standard, the way that confirmation bias plays into all those things is that when we have an overwhelming emotion, an overwhelming negative emotion like fear or anxiety or uncertainty or confusion or even like a sense of insecurity, what that does to our brain, even if it doesn't switch us into fight or flight mode or trigger some sort of trauma, it'll still tell your brain to prioritize that thing and usually to avoid it. So when we're faced with something that we have some reason that we don't want to do it or don't want to do it yet or aren't sure about it or whatever that negative feeling associated with that thing is, our brain is going to clock that and prioritize it. Meaning it's going to look for anything in our life, in our experiences, in our belief systems that validates it. When I decided that I was unprepared for my next podcast episode, my brain immediately started finding reasons why it made sense to avoid it. And that is the exact same thing that we do in most areas of our life, including our relationships and the hard conversations that we're supposed to be having that we're avoiding. If you know a conversation needs to be had, if you know that text or email needs to be sent, if you know that boundary needs to be set, if you know that decision needs to be made, and you're nervous about it, you're anxious about it, you're procrastinating it, you're avoiding it, don't be afraid to check yourself and hold yourself accountable. What are the reasons you're actually using to justify putting this off, avoiding it, procrastinating it? What have you decided is priority above it that really maybe shouldn't be? I've said this before, but putting pressure on a relationship or a conversation because there's a lot going on and it's complex, it's so unpredictable and you don't know what's going to happen next and it is a fragile relationship, it's really, really, really easy to avoid the hard conversations because it feels like fewer people will get hurt, fewer people will be uncomfortable, fewer feelings and emotions will be involved. The emotional side of our brain, the side that is looking for validation to avoid the conversation, to avoid the thing that's bothering you, that part of our brain makes it feel like it's less likely to be a problem if we pretend it doesn't exist. It feels like it's more likely to go away if we pretend it doesn't exist. It feels like maybe we're overreacting. It feels like maybe it's not as bad as we think. But I'm going to be so real with you guys. The only way to get through it is to get through it. If you need to leave, the only way to get to the other side and live the life that is on the other side of what you're experiencing is to leave safely, of course. If you need to set that boundary and have that hard conversation, the only way to get to the other side of that and have a healthy relationship that respects those boundaries and has open communication is to set the boundary and have open communication. And honestly, this is true even if it's not fragile, but it's especially true if it is. This is the way. Doing the thing is the way to be better at doing the thing or to have the relationship that allows the thing, right? Like I said, it's been a very, very long week. And if you know me, you know I could ramble on for hours and I don't want to do that. I want this to be valuable. And I just want to make sure you guys know you're not alone in the things that you're going through and the things that you're struggling with. Even those of us who are out here speaking on it as experts, I promise we don't have it all figured out. We're one, two, just a few steps ahead of you, and anyone can choose to share the things that they've learned and the things that have changed their perspective, the things that have made them a better person. Anyone can choose to sit down in front of a microphone, in front of a camera, and share those things. Yes, I have the education. Yes, I have the life experience. But really what I want to do here is be a free and accessible resource for you guys to know that you're not alone and there is a way to live a better life, a healthier life, the life that you imagine when someone says, "What do you want your life to look like?" But that that life might come at the cost of things that you currently care about. And that is just how life works sometimes. Life is going to be full of losses and wins. People are going to come and people are going to go. You're going to love people. You're going to tolerate people. You're going to really, really, really dislike people. And at the end of the day, we all still have to interact with each other in a way that shows respect and dignity. And we deserve to carry ourselves in a way that makes us proud and in a way that is predictable to ourselves for no one else but us. You deserve that. I deserve that. And it is possible to live a life that serves you in that way. And the more you continue to put pressure on yourself and guilt yourself and shame yourself for not being in the place you think you should be, for not handling things the way you should, for not knowing what you think you should know, for not acting the way you know you should have acted, the more you spend your energy and your mental space on shame and guilt and pressure, the less mental space you're going to have to actually be better, to actually learn how to take that information and shift it into something useful for you to grow and change and evolve. And obviously, there are times where putting pressure on ourselves can be a good thing. Anyone's ever competed in any capacity, you know pressure can be a good thing. But just like any good thing, it's good in moderation. Knowing what people expect of you and meeting or exceeding those expectations is amazing. Communicating your expectations, 10 out of 10 recommend, 100% of the time, you should always do that. But putting so much pressure on yourself, putting so much pressure on a relationship, putting so much pressure on a conversation or a podcast episode, putting so much pressure on the outcome or the result of something is not the way to get to that outcome or result. The action is the way to get there, and pressure is going to keep you from taking action if that pressure is in direct combat, or should we say conflict? Sorry. If that pressure is in direct conflict with your peace, with your alignment, and with the thing that allows you to express yourself in a healthy, clear way. Because your ability to express yourself verbally, physically, mentally, emotionally, your ability to express yourself is crucial to your ability to maintain healthy relationships. And that is why it is so important that we do not linger in places that don't allow us to express ourselves fully. But that's kind of a topic for a whole nother episode, huh? For this week, I'm just going to leave you with that little pep talk. Hopefully this spoke to some of you guys. It's been what's on my heart this week. And I told myself I was just going to sit down and give you guys what I've got. And that's what I've got. So I love you beautiful people so much. As always, I am Hannah. I am your host and your conflict coach. And this was the Unconflicted Podcast. And I will see you next week. Bye. If you like today's episode, please like, share, and or subscribe so that this kind of content can reach more people like you. For behind the scenes, exclusive content, and all the things I've talked about in this episode, follow me on TikTok or Instagram at Your Conflict Coach with two H's. And for comments, questions, submissions, or anything business or podcast related, you can email me at yourconflictcoachwithtwoh's@gmail.com or the podcast Instagram at The Unconflicted Pod. And as a final reminder, this podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes only, which means it should not be substituted for any kind of therapy or legal or medical advice.